The sixth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment, love one another, as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants any more, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another."
It is Holy Thursday night. Continuing on from the Gospel of last Sunday, the time is approaching for Jesus and his apostles to leave the supper room and for the events of Jesus' passion to begin. Jesus says to his beloved followers, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love that saves. By loving me, you will be obedient, and obedience increases mutual love. Do not say that I am repeating myself. I am aware of your weakness, and I want you to be saved. I have told you this so that the joy I wanted to give you may be in you and may be complete. Love one another. Love one another. This is my new commandment. Love one another more than each of you loves himself. There is no greater love than that of a man who lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, and I will lay down my life for you. Do what I teach and what I order you to do. I will no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master does, whereas you know what I do. You know everything about me. I have made known to you not only myself, but also the Father and the Paraclete and everything I heard from God. You did not choose yourselves, but I chose you and I elected you to go among peoples and bear fruit in yourselves and in the hearts of those who are evangelized, so that your fruit may remain and the Father may give you everything you will ask of him in my name. Do not say, 'So if you chose us, why did you choose a betrayer? If you know everything, why did you do that?' Do not even ask who he is. He is not a man. He is Satan. He is Satan. If Satan, the eternal mimic of God, had not become incarnate in human flesh, this possessed man could not have escaped my power of Jesus." I said possessed. No, he is much more. He is annihilated in Satan. "Since you've driven demons away, why did you not free him?" asks James of Alphaeus. Jesus replies, "Are you asking that for your own sake, fearing that you are the one? Be not afraid of that." "I then," one asks, and another, "I?" and another, "I?" "Be quiet. I'm not mentioning that name. I'm being merciful. Do likewise." "But why did you not defeat him? Could you not do that?" "I could, but in order to prevent Satan from taking bodily form to kill me, I should have had to exterminate the whole human race before redemption. So what would I have redeemed?" Tell me, Lord, tell me. Peter has fallen on his knees and he shakes Jesus frantically as if he were in a frenzy. Is it I? Is it I? Should I examine my own conscience? I do not think so, but you. You said that I will disown you, and I am quivering. Oh, how horrible if it is I. No, Simon of Jonah, it is not you. Why are you depriving me of my name, Peter? So am I Simon again? See, you're saying so. It is I. But how could I? Tell me, all of you. When was it that I became a traitor? Simon, John, tell me. Peter, Peter, Peter. I am calling you Simon because I'm thinking of our first meeting when you were Simon. And I'm thinking of how you have always been loyal since the first moment. It is not you. I, the truth, am telling you. Who then? It is Judas of Kerioth. Have you not understood yet? Shouts Thaddeus, who can no longer restrain himself. Why did you not tell me before? Why? Shouts Peter as well. Silence. It is Satan. He has no other name. Where are you going, Peter? To look for him. Leave that mantle and that weapon at once, or shall I drive you away and curse you? No, no, oh my Lord, but have I become delirious? Have I? Oh, oh. Peter has thrown himself on the ground and is weeping at Jesus' feet. And Jesus says, I give you my commandment, love and forgive one another. Have you understood? Even if in the world there is hatred, let there be only love in you for everybody. At the commencement of the third of four Holy Hour meditations, Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, love one another as I have loved you. From the cradle to the cross, from Bethlehem to the Mount of Olives, I loved you. The cold and poverty of my first night in the world did not keep me from loving you with my spirit and from annihilating myself as the Word to the point of not being able to say I love you. I said those words to you with my spirit, inseparable from that of the Father and working together in inexhaustible activity. The agony of my last night on earth did not keep me from loving you. On the contrary, it reached the highest peaks of love. On the contrary, it burned in the most intense fire. On the contrary, it consumed all that was not love, along with repugnance at sin and the pain of abandonment by the Father, to the point of squeezing the blood out of my veins. What greater love is there than the one able to love when it knows it is hated? The first gesture of my hands was a caress. The last was a blessing. And in the midst of these two gestures, the first arising in the darkness of a winter night, the last in the splendour of a glowing summer morning, there were 33 years of gestures of love, corresponding to as many motions of love. Love in miracles, love in caresses for children and friends, love as a teacher, love as a benefactor, love as a friend, love, love, love. And there was more than human love at the Last Supper. Before being bound and pierced, these hands of mine washed the feet of the apostles, also of the one whose heart I would have liked to wash. And they broke the bread. And I was breaking my heart with that bread. I was giving you that bread because I knew I would soon return to heaven, and I did not want to leave you alone. I knew how easily you forget and I wanted you to see yourselves sitting at a single dinner table around my table, saying to one another, we belong to Jesus. What love is greater than the one able to love those who torture his heart? Yet I loved you that way, and I was able to pray for you as I died. Love one another as I have loved you.